This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
This report is for Friday, June 21st. Yesterday's market sell-off created turmoil in the exchange-traded fund industry. The Financial Times reported that the iShares MSCI Emerging Market ETF, ticker EEM, traded at a 6.5% discount to its underlying asset value. That's raised some concern about whether ETFs are a safe investment in a chaotic market. Bloomberg analyst Eric Balchunas says EEM was trading yesterday as it should have.
Part of this is true in that it was trading at a bit of a discount because when you have a lot of sellers rushing into something, of course, the ETF acts as a little bit of a leading indicator, right? It's just a proxy for the underlying emerging market stocks. So everybody wants to sell. Well, there's a process to getting the creation redemption and getting the shares back, and that does put a little stress. That is true. However, this has happened in the past. EEM has traded at discounts equivalent to this, and it's also traded at premiums. Right, this is part of the huge supply and demand of ETFs, but it always snaps back into place.
Balchunas adds that EEM's NAV, or net asset value, has already declined to a 0.25% discount. He says there are other considerations as well. When the iShares Emerging Market ETF is trading in the U.S., most of the underlying shares are in markets that have already closed for the day. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs. That's a Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.